This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published by the Masonic Service Association of North America every month since 1923. This, the Short Talk Bulletin podcast, is produced in cooperation with the MSA and is made possible with the generous support of a grant from the Grand Lodge AFNAM of Minnesota.
My name is Worshipful Brother Warren E. Boy. I'm a member of Acacia Lodge 121 in Durham, Maine, Volume 95, Number 9, September 2017, Pillars, by David Ritchie, past Grand Chaplain of the Grand Lodge of Wisconsin. Masons are slow to change and do so only grudgingly. This has protected the craft from the flights of fashion and fancy throughout the centuries. Yet change is inevitable. The world outside our gates has changed drastically within living memory. It is very different today than it was 50 or 100 years ago. We bemoan the loss of new-made Masons and ponder if we are relevant today. Years ago, the pillars of the community knocked on the West Gate. We welcomed them in and taught them how to shine. Each man taught to build his earthly temple on the pillars of strength, wisdom, and beauty. These Masons were the pillars on which society rested and relied. Those men, captains of commerce, industry, business owners, and community leaders, sounded an alarm at our outer door. Today, the guard at the West Gate too often rest undisturbed. When there is a knock, we find not a pillar, but a very rough ashlar, seeking admission. He is not the man his grandfather was when he knelt at our altar. We wonder how long he will labor beside us, how complete will his temple be when he fades away from the craft. A rough stone where once stood a pillar, yet is he not cut from the same quarry? Is not this the same stone that had been worked with throughout the centuries? The quality of the stone has not changed. The quality of a good man has not changed, but the world has. The tools that shaped generations before are sadly missing today, replaced by vulgar, mean, and common. That which was second nature to the pillars of the past are rare commodities today. The rough ashlar at our gate knows little of the skills needed to form these three great pillars on which his life should be built: strength, wisdom, and beauty. The pillars of the past will tell you that strength comes from trying and failing and trying again. These men of commerce, business, and agricultural rode the ever-changing tide of war, depression, drought, and flood, embracing the good times and struggling through the trials and vicissitudes of life. Those who succeed become strong, and their pillars are strengthened. The rough ashlar was shaped in a seemingly contradictory time, when everybody won and there was no losers. It is also a time when mistakes and failure are not tolerated. A single mistake could mean your job, a lawsuit, or ridicule from strangers on public media. He works not for himself, but for others. His mistakes are his alone, but the rewards often go to others. The pillar will proclaim that wisdom comes from experience and learning from the elderly and wise. Today, society values youth over all wisdom. Today, we must look young, act young, and we follow the trend set by the young. The old ways are shunned, and those in their final years find they must relearn new ways to survive. The rough ashlar seeks light, but many do not know why. The pillars will remember poetry learned in school, lectures that stirred the soul, paintings that captured the essentiality of life, Sylvain woods, and the night sky. The rough ashlar was taught that the violate, obscure words of the rapper constitute poetry. Sound bites and internet discussion has taken the place of literature. Art must be shocking and unsettling. The vandal street artist with a graffiti is held up as art. Growing up urban, he has never experienced a wood on a soft autumn afternoon because he fears the dark. He has never peered into the heavens and lost himself amongst the stars. The man who enters our west gate may not be the pillar that once knocked long ago, but he can certainly exit the gate, a pillar to his family and community. He comes seeking knowledge of things he never thought he would find. Have we forgotten that we too were once hewn from stone? Each man's temple is his own to create. Can we not work with the tools we were given to help this brother form the three pillars upon which his temple rests? In helping the Ashla form his pillar of strength, can we not provide him a place where he may try new things and push himself further than he thought possible? A place free from reproach and censure. He will not be a perfect officer or a perfect ritualist. He will make mistakes. The events he plans will be flawed. Yet each flaw that is remedied, each line of ritual flawless executed, and each accomplishment builds pride and confidence, which in turn builds strength. He will soon build his confidence in fortifying the pillar, and the pillar of strength built in the light will support him in the darkness. As masters or overseers of the work, we like to discuss Euclid's 47th problem on matters esoteric. The pundits gather around discussing matters deep and symbolic. We call this Masonic education. The Ashler in our midst is seeking wisdom in guiding his life, marriage, and family, and wisdom in keeping his passions in due bounds. Our wisdoms are not forced upon him, but the instructive tongue will almost always find a receptive ear, and our brother will grow in knowledge. As his wisdom grows, the pillar takes shape, and that which has learned in the light will illuminate the path in the darkness. How can one create beauty without experiencing beauty? Do we encourage our brother to learn poetry or read the great works that he may better understand our ritual? Do we encourage him to plant a garden or study a flower that he may better understand the Creator's hand? Do we play music which will open his mind to higher thoughts? By exposing him to beauty, he begins to adorn in the light of the pillar, which will give him joy and peace in the darkness. The world has changed. Pillars no longer knock at the outer gate of our temple. Yet with brotherly love and the instructive tongue, a pillar takes shape. Throughout his life, the rough ashlar will seek to perfect itself as we have sought to better ourselves. The world has changed. That man who came in from the darkness now returns to the darkness, a pillar. The world continued to change, and he will change it.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry. And this has been the Short Talk Bulletin Podcast, produced in cooperation with the Masonic Service Association of North America, for the purpose of providing a common stock of vetted Masonic information to all of the constituent lodges of all of the member jurisdictions, and is made possible through a generous grant from the Grand Lodge AFNAM of Minnesota, who have been engaging and inspiring good men who believe in a supreme being to live according to the Masonic tenets of brotherly love, relief, and truth since 1853.